Imagine millions of people working in underground jobs, invisible to authorities. A place where you'd be thought to be foolish to pay full price for anything, from clothing to medicine, and where a black market touches every part of life. Now, there are concerns that Mexico is beginning to resemble that. By next year, 30% of Mexico's working population will be supporting their families through underground jobs. Caroline Duffield is in Mexico and reports now on the high price of the country pays for the so-called informal economy.
I'm standing in Plaza Mayabe in downtown Mexico City. It's a five-story indoor marketplace, an Aladdin's cave of smuggled, pirated and stolen goods. It's overwhelming, swollen with thousands of customers paying rock-bottom prices. Everything is for sale, from mobile phones, iPods and laptops to the latest CDs, the latest Hollywood movies. Crammed from floor to ceiling, I'm surrounded by illegal goods of every kind. Outside, the police are not far away, but they're here to watch and not to stop the traders. Customers are often attacked and robbed as they leave with their new goods. Those lying in wait know what they've bought and can single them out. Other customers who try to return faulty goods risk gang beatings from the traders. A police officer standing by told me why he wouldn't arrest anyone doing business.
Well, if I tried to arrest them, I'm absolutely sure that straight away about 50 or 100 people would dive on top of me and beat me up. They would take my gun off me, and to tell the truth, that would be the end of me. They would kill me in the street before any backup had time to arrive, before any patrol cars could get here.
There are 10 million street vendors in Mexico, scrambling to survive in a country where half the population lives in poverty. The cash economy shields many from hunger, and more join it all the time. By next year, almost 30% of working Mexicans will support their families this way. I used to be a telephone operator, he says, but the pay was nothing, and now I earn $250 a week selling CDs. It's a good salary, better than most. Part of it has to go to the man running the operation. He's the one they call the leader. The police know exactly how the system works.
Nobody is paying tax on these things. The only thing they pay is the quota that they give to the group leader. But the police cannot do anything, because it's the leader who, in some way, is connected to the government, who has contact with the chief of police, who allows this to go on. We've reached a situation where the street traders are stronger than the police.
It's no surprise for a police officer to tell you his chiefs are in the pay of criminal gangs. Here, when you go to church, the priest asks you to pray for public officials, that they may find inner strength to resist corruption. But prayers won't solve Mexico's economic problems. The illegal economy sucks jobs and investment into a black hole. Rampant tax evasion means huge losses for the treasury in tax revenue. Small businesses don't grow. They want to stay invisible from the authorities. Mexico's Interior Minister, Carlos Abascal, wants to tempt people into the real economy, to pay tax and not to pay the gang leaders.
If you continue to do this, we're going to throw you into jail, and we're going to take away your merchandise. But if you're willing to transfer into the formal sector, then we'll give you bank loans. Another incentive is we'll tax you less than what you pay your leader in kickbacks to corrupt officials.
En mordidas a funcionarios corruptos.
But first, that cycle of corruption has to be broken. If that happens, the rewards could be significant. The World Bank believes if only half of Mexico's informal businesses were to register and start to grow, that would add a percentage point every year to Mexico's economic growth. And that means breaking the grip of organized crime. But from the viewpoint of an ordinary policeman, it's simply too much to hope for.
It's a mafia, and it's never going to end. That's how we see it. It's difficult. It's been like this for a very long time, and nothing's been done about it.